All right, we're going to sing a song that actually Surf, who's not here today, wrote this some years ago, probably around about 2009, after some bushfires that had ravaged the area. And he wrote this about the privilege of knowing that God is with us. And no matter what the situation this year has been, you can know the Lord with you.
Amen.
And you can know His presence and His care and His faithfulness and His love. And we're going to just sing this song. It has a quieter tone to it, but it's still a song that makes a statement that we can live and know and enjoy this privilege each day. Maybe you'd like to stand as we sing.
In the sunrise, the war-torn desert country, in the wildfire burned out towns, You are there and cease to fall. You are there and hear each cry. You are holy, high and mighty. You are warm sun breaks through the clouds. You are there and cease to fall. You are there and hear each cry. You are holy, high and mighty. You are walking by my side. Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel, God is near.
You know, we sing that song because we look afresh at the scriptures, and in Isaiah chapter 7 it speaks about the fact that the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And we see in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23 we see those very words quoted as the angel had spoken to Joseph. And we have good reason to sing a song like that, and many of us know what it's like to live our lives knowing that God is with us. But as we look at Isaiah chapter 7 and we look at Isaiah chapter 8, we see the context of those situations where people are walking in the dark, and people are living in a sense of desperation, a sense of lostness. And we see the prophet makes no bones about what it's like for people to be hungry and alone and lost. And so I think it's marvelous where it actually says at the very beginning of Isaiah chapter 9, where it says this, you know, despite all of the situation, despite the difficulty that exists for people, extreme difficulty, it says that nevertheless, there will be no more gloom. For those who were in distress, and in the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. And it says this, that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. I wonder whether we might pause and pray. And just ask the Lord to be at work in our midst. And as we pray, I wonder would there be a chorus of thanksgiving that would rise up in our midst as we give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his faithfulness and the fact that we are not left without one who is King, one whose reign is an enduring reign, and one who can be trusted always, one who is good. Let's pray. Well, Father, as we come this morning, we offer you thanks that you have made the way open for us to call you Father. We want to come before you this morning, Lord, with gratitude in our hearts because, Lord, you've been so kind and so good and so generous to us. You've shown us grace, Lord, which can only be described as amazing. And we want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to offer you praise that Lord, from the beginning of time, Lord, you have revealed yourself. Lord, since you made man, Lord, you made him for relationship. You made us for relationship. And Lord, you make yourself known. We want to thank you, Lord, that no matter where we go, Lord, we can't run away from you. Amen. Lord, we run into you no matter where we are. We want to thank you, Lord, that there are people that will be on holidays in this place and they will run into you. Lord, they will have opportunity to stand in awe and wonder of your greatness. We pray, oh God, that eyes would be open, that hearts would be soft, and that ears would hear. And Lord, all of creation about them as it testifies to its Creator. Oh Father, we would ask that there would be revelation that is, Lord, seen loud and clear, heard loud and clear. Father, I pray in us there would be a holy boldness and a loving concern and, Lord, an earnest desire that, Lord, we might be ones used of you to testify to the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who loves his creation, loves people, loves lost people, loves broken people, loves stuck people, but would lead them into life. Father, I pray that we as your people would find you and know you as wonderful, and that we would allow our hearts to be, Lord, just caught up and overwhelmed by how great you are. Father God, we confess that we need your Spirit at work within us, Lord, for this to happen. We can't do this by ourselves. We can't get revelation by ourselves. But Lord, when we would sit quietly before you, Lord, you would speak into our hearts. Lord, even in the busyness of our lives, you would still speak into our hearts and our minds and direct us in your ways. We need you, Lord. And so, Lord, as we have sung just these words, we would proclaim you King of Kings. We would lift high your name. And we would say, yes, Lord, heaven and earth will bow at your feet when you come to reign. And so, Lord, may this light that has dawned, may it dawn afresh in the lives of many. May it dawn afresh in us today. Lord, catch us up, I pray, with what is great. Catch us up with kingdom purposes. Catch us up with lives and hearts of desire to bring glory to you. would catch us up where we would actually find our real purpose in life is to bring glory to you. We would thank you, Lord, that right now that you've given each of us breath. Right now we have the opportunity today, Lord, to honor you, to know you, to trust you, and to glorify you. Lord, may our hearts and minds, Lord, be easily drawn and be easily touched and easily affected by, Lord, your mighty power to save. And boy, Lord, by your great purposes to direct your people, direct your church in your ways. And we thank you, Father, we can ask this and believe this and, Lord, see this reality come in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got your Bibles handy, I wonder whether we might just look again at Isaiah chapter 9. We looked at a little bit of that last week, and really just two verses. And then I want to introduce a great old preacher who whose name is Dr. S.M. Lockridge. And he preached this sermon back in 1970. It must have been just after Watergate. And I've got to tell you, folks, this was a sermon that went for 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 22 seconds. And, you know, I know I get blamed for going on a little bit long, but I don't think I've ever gone on that long. And I know that Barry actually shared a part of this with us. He shared about a 3 or 4 minute segment of this with us a couple of years back. And it came to my mind, and I looked it up again. With a wonderful thing we have called the internet, and I was playing it there at my kitchen table with Lynn sitting on the other side on her computer, and my heart was just moved to tears. And Lynn, I said to Lynn as I played it to my dad a bit later on, and I said, "What do you think about this?" And she said, "Oh, well, you know, he's pretty enthusiastic." Well, yes, he is, and I'm going to get Joel to play this in just a little while, but I want to just share a few thoughts with you before then. Because I think as you step into 2021, if God gives you the opportunity to do that, then you need to know this wonderful counselor. You need to know him. And that's one of the questions that our brother asked. Do you know him? Do you know this wonderful counselor? Because you need to know him. And I think sometimes we use terms like this that come out of the Word of God, and we just sort of save them for Christmas. You know, we read this part of Scripture at Christmas time when he's wonderful counselor all year long. You know, he's mighty God all year long. He's the Father of eternity for you all year long and forever. Isn't that fantastic? And he is Prince of Peace. And of course, we hear lots of songs with sort of token gesture, kind of romantic notions of what it would be like if the world had peace, and they play songs like that at this time of year. But they miss out on knowing who is the Prince of Peace, who can bring peace into your life and into my life and into our community and into your community and into this world if only people would look to the Lord Jesus Christ. I was sharing as we gathered to pray just a little while ago, back about 9 o'clock, and I will never forget the times that I've sat in a number of Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory mostly, but some into South Australia, and I've heard people sing this song, "He is my peace, who has broken down every wall," and they sing it slowly and meaningfully and with a timing all of their own. You don't know when's the next line coming, when's the next, oh yes, now we're singing it. But I tell you what, when you hear Indigenous people sing that song, "He is my peace, who has broken down every wall," I tell you what, you know that they mean it. Amen. And you know, when they've been displaced and they've grown up for generations in a place that is not their country because somebody else decided you lot can live over there, and they've had their peace and their life disturbed. And yet when they find Jesus, amidst all of the disturbance, amidst the wrongdoing that has happened, and when they sing, "He is my peace," I tell you what, you know that they know the Prince of Peace. And we've had a disturbed year. You know, it hasn't, you know, none of us have been able to make the plans and do the things that we've wanted to do. But if you know the Prince of Peace, then you can step into this year and you can step into the next with confidence because you know the Prince of Peace. I better read the Bible. I'm preaching already. You probably didn't notice that. It says in verse 6 of this chapter, and it says, "For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." One of the things our brother, Dr. Lockridge, is going to ask you, do you know him? Do you know him? I challenge you actually to listen to the whole hour and 6 minutes and 22 seconds. I've got to just tell you that it's in about the last 10 minutes that the segment I'm going to play in just a little while. But it's a great message. And as I said, it was preached in sometime in the 1970s. And he's a funny guy. He's an African-American man, and he's probably home in glory now. But he starts off with some really good humor, and I'm not going to try and impersonate that because I can never pull it off. But he's excited about knowing Jesus, and he wants people to know the privilege of knowing Christ. And I think it's an amazing privilege that's opened up to us, and it's an opportunity I hope we realize today. And I hope and pray as you go away from this place today, as you step out of 2020 and into 2021, that you will know Jesus as wonderful. You know, I would genuinely say to those that are visiting with us, I hope you have a wonderful holiday. You know, I really do. You might think, well, Michael, that's very nice of you. And for family that are visiting, I hope you have a wonderful time with your family. But you know, when I use the word wonderful, and I mean it sincerely, when I use the word wonderful like that, it's not the way that it's written here in the Word of God. Because I'm not saying, I'm hoping you have an incomprehensible holiday. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I hope you have a wonderful time. But when it says that he is Wonderful Counselor, that's what it actually means. He is incomprehensibly great in the advice that he can give you, in the counsel that he can give you in your life. He will always leave your mind boggled because he always knows so much more than your mind can retain and your heart can hold on to. And that's why he's called Wonderful Counselor. Lynn and I journeyed with a young woman for some years, and it was a difficult journey for her, and a great deal of pain in her life, and she came to a place where she couldn't fellowship with us anymore because she didn't agree with what God says about how he's created men and women. And even though we didn't really talk to her at all about, you know, same-sex marriage and all the stuff that's been so much front and center for some time now, we didn't talk. She just kind of, you know, she got the sense from reading the Bible and just relating to us that there's this different point of view that God holds out to her point of view. And it's a terrible thing when we come before the living God and we say, God, you've got to agree with me. You know, that's an absurd thing. Jesus, you have to, if I'm going to follow you, you've got to agree with me. And then I'll follow you. Hang on, who's following who? Now, I know that she didn't all sort of come, she didn't sort of say that out loud to us. But it was a great tragedy, and it's a great tragedy for us if we won't come to that place in our lives where we say, oh, Lord Jesus, I know that your knowledge is so far and above my knowledge, and I'm just willing to follow you. And I'm willing, Lord, as you unfold the truth of all the oracles of God, all the knowledge of God, that you would know that my little heart can hold on to little bits from time to time. I love the way that Jesus said to his disciples before he went to the cross. He said, you know, there's so much more that I could tell you, more than your hearts can now bear. But, you know, when I send the counselor, he will lead you into all truth. He will take the things that I've said and he will lead you and open it up to you. He'll lead you into all truth. And the one who is wonderful counselor says, I'll send another counselor just like me. And so right now, we're not left on our own to wonder, how do I work this out? And Lord Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us, is wonderful counselor who doesn't leave us without good counsel. You know, this term, this name, wonderful, is not the first time that it appears in Scripture. If you go back and you might think, well, you know, I don't know whether you've read about the promise that God gave to a lady who couldn't have children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to her and told her that she would have a son. And there were certain things that she shouldn't do when she conceived and fell pregnant. She shouldn't drink any alcoholic drink. And this son that she would bear would be great, and he would be part of the deliverance for the people of God. And she called her husband, you can find this in Judges 13, and she called her husband, and her husband came because she said this, the angel of the Lord appeared, and so he prayed and asked that the angel would come back and speak with him, and he did, and he asked the angel his name. And the angel of the Lord says, Why do you ask for my name? Why do you ask for my name when it is beyond understanding? When my name is incomprehensible? Who do you think was appearing to Samson's mother? The angel of the Lord, it was the Lord that was appearing. My name is incomprehensible. My name is wonderful. And I don't know whether you follow the Lord Jesus Christ who is wonderful. I don't know whether you follow the Lord Jesus Christ who is incomprehensible, who you would follow into places that you do not yet understand. And you would take steps in your life that are not your own doing, but you would follow him. Because he is wonderful. He is wonderful counselor. He is incomprehensible. He is indescribable. He is exalted above all. His ways are higher than your ways and higher than my ways. And his thoughts are higher than your thoughts and higher than my thoughts. And that's why I'm not trying to get him to change his mind or agree with me. And I don't know whether you have a sense of opportunity today to trust him, to trust in the one who is wonderful. I don't know whether you have a sense of opportunity to say, Lord, I want to come to know you better. And I wonder, do you know him? I wonder, do you know the one who's full of grace and truth? I wonder, do you know the one who is gentle and humble in heart? I wonder, do you know the one who says, you know, that he says, belong in me and I will belong in you. I wonder, do you know the one whose ways are beyond tracing out? Oh, the depths of the wisdom of the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and untraceable his ways. I wonder, do you follow? And I wonder, do you know the one who will save his people from their sins? Oh, I hope you do. Because this is Emmanuel. This is God with us. This is the one whose birthday we remember now for 2020 years. Well, I've just done the introduction. I would like to hand over to my brother Shadrach Meshach Lockridge. That's his name, Dr. Shadrach Meshach Lockridge. He introduces himself wherever he was preaching, and he says, when I'm introduced as S.M. Lockridge, people often ask me, he says, well, what's SM stand for? And he says, Shadrach, Meshach. And they don't believe me, he says. They think it's a joke. He says, well, what happened to a Bendigo? He says, well, I had to drop a Bendigo because of the way I pronounce it. When I say, well, I'm Shadrach, Meshach, a Bendigo, they think I'm saying I'm Shadrach, Meshach, a bad Negro. And so, you know, he's a funny guy. And he preaches in a very quiet and gentle way. But I tell you what, when he starts to talk about Jesus, he gets excited. Because he wants people to know this wonderful, incomprehensible one. You will see that actually he uses the word. So I'm going to ask Joel, if you just play this now, and you can join with the congregation that this guy was preaching to, because I don't mind saying amen.
The Bible says he's a seven-way king. He's a king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He's a king of Israel. That's a national king. He's a king of righteousness. He's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven. He's a king of glory. He's a king of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Now that's my king. Well, I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my king? David said the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. My king is the only one whom there are no means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his soulless supply. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. Well, he's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. And he's impartially merciful. That's my king. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. Well, he's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in high criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. And that's my king. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. Well, he's the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He's strong God and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. Do you know him? Well, my king is a key of knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislator. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. He's the prince of princes. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. Yeah. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. He's indescribable. Yeah. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. I'm trying to tell you, the heavens of heavens cannot contain him, let alone a man explaining him. You can't get him out of your mouth. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my King. Yeah! He always has been, and he always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor, and he'll have no successor. There was nobody before him, and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my King. Is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Hey! All the power belongs to my King. We around here talking about black power and white power and green power, but it's God's power. Thine is the power. Yeah! And the glory. We finally get prestige and honor and glory for ourselves, but the glory is all his. Yes, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. How long is that? And ever and ever and ever and ever. And when you get through with all of the forever, then amen.
Well, my brothers, my sisters, I hope you know him. I hope you know this King. I hope you step out of this year celebrating his coming. I hope you step into the year that we trust will follow with confidence in this one who is wonderful, who is incomprehensible. And I pray that your hearts will be so moved that you won't have to wait to glory before you're caught up in and lost in wonder, love and praise. We're going to, Father, I pray that we won't have to wait until that day when we are caught up and we see you, Lord, face to face. I pray that even now, even this very day, the Lord, the stirring of your Spirit within each troubled and sometimes distracted heart would be such that we might see that you have provided for us this wonderful counselor. This one who is wonderful, this great King, this great Savior who is altogether different to what men expected then and to what people expect now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know vastly better than we do about life. You as the author of life and you as the Savior, Lord, know better about life than any one of us do. Well, Father, I pray that we would gladly bow before you now, gladly trust you now, gladly seek you now, and gladly know you now as wonderful. And no matter how long you give us, Lord, in this life, that Lord, that there will always be things that are too wonderful about you for our little hearts and little minds to comprehend. But Lord, take us on the journey, we ask. And Lord, as we come to this Christmas period, remembering, Lord, your first coming, Father, I pray that we would not leave you in a manger. We would not leave your Son in a manger. But we would recognize that it is you, God, that has come to dwell amongst men. It is you, God, that was given the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sin. Lord, help us to recognize you as wonderful. And Lord, we offer you thanks that you are beautiful, Lord, that you are wonderful Savior. And we thank you now in Jesus' name.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me Holy Spirit, teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling. Set me apart. I know your glory. Lead me to yourself. Lead me, Lord. Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan.
I'm captured
by your holy calling. Set me apart. I know
Thank you, Father. It's been our privilege today to gather in Jesus' name. Thank you again for reminding us from your word that you are wonderful. Lord, let us not be bluffed by the fact that you are incomprehensible. Lord, lead us on the journey. Call us, Lord. Draw us. Lord, take us on the journey. Lord, use us. Lord, shape us. And Lord, we want to thank you that you are altogether trustworthy. You are altogether wonderful. Lord, you are faithful and loving towards all you have made. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you in the lovely name of Jesus.